Hey friends, it's Dan Medina, and I'd like to welcome you back to The Great Debates. It's a podcast where my friends Steve Healy and Dave King face off over topics that we just came up with that are impromptu, we're unprepared. Sometimes they don't even know what the topic is until the moment that it's announced on this podcast. Today's topic, territory that both of our debaters are familiar with, the entertainment industry. Here's our topic. Brad Pitt is better than Daniel Day-Lewis. Healy's going to take the affirmative.
People make a huge fuss out of Daniel Day-Lewis, but I'm going to argue today that he's a fairly boring actor and that Brad Pitt is way more compelling on screen, way more dynamic, has brought a lot more joy to the moviegoer than Daniel Day-Lewis. Dave.
That's your opening statement?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Day-Lewis is a very good actor. And Brad Pitt.
I'm going to concede that right off the top.
And Brad Pitt is merely a good actor. And that's why Daniel Day-Lewis is better than Brad Pitt.
If you think Daniel Day-Lewis is a great actor,
I said very good.
As sort of Hollywood likes to constantly honor him and so forth, go back and watch Lincoln.
Never seen it.
Well, there you go. Why would you? It's boring. Here's Abe Lincoln, one of the greatest American characters of all time, and Daniel Day-Lewis, supposedly this magnificent, wonderful actor, can't bring anything to life on screen. The movie is just tedious and tiresome. Whereas, just the other day, I saw Brad Pitt in Fury. This guy grips your eyeballs. You can't stop looking at Brad Pitt. He's 50 years old. He's in Fury. He's playing this tank commander. He's a total badass, but also super cool and sensitive. I mean, I was riveted. That, my friends, is acting. Not the New Yorker, Oscar-approved guy from England who inhabits the role, and he goes and studies as a cobbler and whatever. It's Brad fucking Pitt who's out there every day making awesome movies for the American public.
I don't care about Oscars. I don't care how many Oscars they've won. I couldn't even tell you how many Oscars Daniel Day-Lewis has won.
He's won two, right?
I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know if Brad Pitt has ever won one. I don't think he has.
He has not. He doesn't give a shit. No, he really doesn't care.
Here's what has become clear to me in the course of this debate. And I'm going to keep this simple. And I don't want to imply that this is in any way a bad thing. I'm just going to state a fact. You want Brad Pitt to fuck you in the ass.
No.
And that's why you think he's a good actor.
No, he's really handsome and attractive and appealing. I don't
right.
know, it's not sexual. I mean, maybe it's a little bit sexual. I don't want him to come here and fuck me, but if I have to pick who I'm going to watch on TV, Brad Pitt by a thousand.
You want to watch someone on TV now.
Or in the movies, whatever. You know, all these entertainment streams are blurring.
You'd rather watch Troy than There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, There Will Be Blood, I think, is really overrated. Here's a movie about a guy jumping around, and he's adopted an orphan, and he's yelling and screaming. It's like kind of a silly movie.
Your critique of the movie is that he's jumping around?
Yeah.
Can you describe the scene wherein Daniel Plainview jumps around and There Will Be Blood?
Yeah, when he's at the restaurant with young Daniel Plainview, the orphan that he adopted or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the other guys come in, and he puts a napkin over his face for some reason.
Love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I'm not going to take away from Daniel Day-Lewis. I think he's a pretty good actor. But, like, how much more fun is it to watch Brad Pitt as Achilles in Troy?
I don't know. I've never seen Troy.
Well, you've never seen a lot of these movies.
I know. It's going to be a problem for me. I have an uphill battle.
Who do you like to watch more, Brad Pitt or Daniel Day-Lewis?
Definitely Daniel. The question isn't who would you rather watch more. The question is who's better.
Yeah, I think in the class actor, one way that we determine who's better is by who would you like to watch more.
I would rather watch... There are times when I'd rather watch pornography than watch Daniel Day-Lewis, but that doesn't mean that porn stars are better than Daniel Day-Lewis at acting.
The fact is, Brad Pitt is the most riveting screen presence we have. He's the best. He's better than Daniel Day-Lewis.
I know you don't believe that Brad Pitt is the most riveting screen presence we have.
Who do you think it is?
Well, I do think
it's not Daniel Day-Lewis.
I think he's up there. I think I'm not. I don't have to argue that Daniel Day-Lewis is our finest actor.
You've got to argue that he's better than Brad Pitt, and you haven't. You haven't even begun. I mean, honestly, Dave, for the sake of our listeners, I wish that you'd stake out some ground here to make an argument for Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis' performance in There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, which is this the only Daniel Day-Lewis movie you've ever seen?
I'm looking at his IMDb page, okay. And I have to admit that I have not seen the vast majority of these movies. Yeah. I didn't choose this topic. I didn't choose I actually
made a project once of watching all of Daniel Day-Lewis's performance, because there aren't very many, unlike Brad Pitt. There's not a ton. He's not doing a ton of work.
He seems like a fairly lazy
man. Uh-huh. And I had to bail out on this project because I got too bored. Somewhere around My Beautiful Laundrette.
Right.
A movie that's, you know, good luck. Have fun.
He plays Johnny.
Yeah.
That was in 1985. You didn't make it to a room.
Also, by the way, Brad Pitt, it seems like he's really cool and fun, and Daniel Day-Lewis seems like he's an asshole.
Oh, I totally disagree. Doesn't Daniel Day-Lewis, again, I don't know much about either of these people, but doesn't Daniel Day-Lewis have an interesting hobby? I feel like I read about that once.
Cobbling?
I think maybe that's it.
Yeah.
He seems like a cool dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you this, Daniel Day-Lewis, well, actually, I don't know because I don't know anything about him, but... Oh, here we go. Daniel Day-Lewis didn't leave his wife for another woman. He didn't.
No, he totally did. In fact, there's a story. I don't know
because I don't know anything about him.
My source for this story is Volley, that Daniel Day-Lewis was married to a woman or living with her or something, and the way she found out that Daniel Day-Lewis had gone off and married a different woman is she got a message on her answering machine congratulating Daniel Day-Lewis on his wedding. And she was like, oh, that's weird. I thought I was living with the dude. Look, I don't know enough about their personal character to argue that. But I do know that Brad Pitt is awesome to watch in movies and Daniel Day-Lewis is boring.
What's your favorite Brad Pitt movie?
Maybe A River Runs Through It. I mean, Fury's fresh in my mind. I did like Troy. I mean, it's a flawed movie, but like, it's pretty fun. What's your favorite Brad Pitt movie?
I don't know. Ocean's 11?
Oh, man. I forgot about Ocean's 11. Amazing. What a great performance.
He's fine.
He's so cool and fun.
He's such a boring actor that they had to... Here's a perfect example of why Brad Pitt isn't interesting. They were making the movie. They were like, I don't know. I guess he's like handsome. And then they realized he's just boring. He's not bringing anything to the table. And so they were like... Clooney and Soderbergh got together and they were like, just make him eat food in every scene.
So that it looks like
he's got some... He's eating food
in every scene, which, you know, in Rob Lowe's memoir, he says you can always tell a really good actor because they're eating food in the scene. He's talking about how great James Gandolfini is because he's saying, like, it's really hard to eat and act at the same time. Rob Lowe's like, we never did it. Like, if you look at Brothers and Sisters, we're just, like, scraping our plates all the time. And James Gandolfini's, like, going to town on a sub in tons of scenes in The Sopranos, and he's like, the dude is great. He goes so far as Rob Lowe says he deserved to win all those Emmys over Martin Sheen in The West Wing. So, you know, what you just said about Brad Pitt is just more evidence that he's a great actor because he's eating all this and being hilarious in Ocean's 11.
I want you to watch Brad Pitt eating in Ocean's 11 and then watch Daniel Day-Lewis eating in There Will Be Blood, pretty much the only Daniel Day-Lewis movie I've seen.
Right.
And compare those two scenes.
Yeah.
Compare Daniel Day-Lewis eating a steak in that movie. It tells me everything I need to know about his character just by the way he chooses food. Brad Pitt,
Are you sure he eats a steak?
No. I couldn't tell you what Brad Pitt is eating. I couldn't tell you.
How about this? Let's go back to like early in their careers. Like Daniel Day-Lewis comes out in My Left Foot. And remember, on the set of My Left Foot, he insisted that the crew carry him around and treat him as though he were a paraplegic because he's that kind of like difficult, obnoxious presence. But Brad Pitt, his early role was in True Romance. He's a minor role in True Romance where he just jumps off the screen as this like hilarious, fun stoner character. It's great. It's one of the best parts in the movie. And it's that kind of thing that like allowed him to get more and more roles. He's not too big for any part. He's a good, humble, working actor. And he's built himself into the biggest superstar in the world.
You're arguing that because he started in small roles, he was humble enough to take...
I'm just saying, like, you can see the man's greatness in even his small roles. There are no small Daniel Day-Lewis roles. He wouldn't deign to take them. He was born to aristocracy, essentially.
Well, he's a superior actor to Brad Pitt. That's the reason he gets bigger roles. Brad Pitt has been proven to be unable to open movies because he's a bad actor. Time and time again, Brad Pitt has been put at the top of a movie poster. We say, this is a Brad Pitt movie, and people have said, pass.
What's an example?
Troy!
Yeah, well, Troy was too expensive, and it was like people couldn't hook into like the ancient Greek stuff of it. It wasn't Brad Pitt's fault.
Daniel Plainview does eat steak in There Will Be Blood.
Cool, cool.
And the fact that I don't understand why Brett... First of all, True Romance is... I love that movie.
Yeah.
And the idea that Brad Pitt is one of the best parts of that movie is foolish. He's playing a hacky stoner in that movie. That part has been done dozens of times by dozens of other actors.
It's been done dozens of times since, now that he pioneered
Absolutely,
that ground.
Absolutely, it's been done... Did you ever see Fast Times at Ridgemont High? You ever seen a stoner before?
Brad Pitt went out and he studied actual stoners. That's how he learned how to do that part.
I don't know if you believe that or not, but earlier you told me you discredited Daniel Day-Lewis for studying actual cobblers or whatever the fuck.
That was just an amusement, a masturbation for him. Brad Pitt's doing it for the work.
So you're saying that where Daniel Day-Lewis wants to method act and always treated as
cobbler
a quadriplegic.
Stuff is not method acting. It's just, he's a jerk who likes cobbling.
I'm not talking about the cobbling. I'm talking about being carried around the stage like a quadriplegic.
Yeah. That's just obnoxious for the poor crew guys.
But if Brad Pitt wants to study stoners,
I'll put it this
way:
pull
off this transcendent performance in True Romance.
Daniel Day-Lewis is better at myth creation because somehow he's got everybody believing that he's like this really interesting like.
We're not here to argue about to say that my side doesn't have to say that Daniel Day-Lewis is our best actor. He's simply better than Brad Pitt. Daniel Day-Lewis is actually also, I believe, a better comic actor than Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt has tried to do comedy and failed. Brad Pitt was not funny on Friends. Brad Pitt is not funny in the Ocean's trilogy.
For him to be on the Friends set because Jen was there and they were dating.
An actor like Daniel Day-Lewis would not make excuses about who was present.
Do you think Daniel
Day-Lewis
would have been good
on
Friends?
You wouldn't want to see Daniel Day-Lewis on Friends? You fucking crazy! You wouldn't want to see Joey and Daniel Day-Lewis try to rent an apartment together or something.
It'd be
like
so
that.
Weird. It'd be so jarring and weird.
If for no other reason that it would be jarring and weird, it'd be fantastic. You don't think he could commit to comedy as he did in Nine, which I didn't see.
I didn't see Nine either.
Or The Ballad of Jack and Rose, which might be a comedy.
No,
I don't know.
I think that's about like cowboys are in love or something. I mean, you're going through a lot of unwatched movies as you go through the Daniel Day-Lewis filmography, which is not extensive.
That's not my fault.
Look, a guy appears in two or three movies. Hollywood gives him some Oscars for whatever reason, like because he's got kind of a British cool guy thing going. And I agree, he sort of fronts pretty well, and he's pretty good in a magazine profile, whereas Brad Pitt seems like doesn't put on those kinds of airs. He doesn't busy himself with that. He'd prefer to make cool, good work like Ocean's 11.
Here's the question. All right, I'm sorry. I got to cut you off. Here's the question you need to ask yourself. This is the root of the matter. You're casting a movie tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
Your goal
yeah.
is not to get the biggest box office. It's not to get the most eyeballs on a movie. It's not
why,
to get the
why
mo- just listen
why
to me for a second.
I have those as my
because
goal.
That's not the debate we're having. We're not debating popularity. We're debating quality. We're not saying Brad Pitt is or is not more popular than Daniel Day-Lewis. But we're saying he's better than. That's the issue on the table.
Okay, yeah, but popularity is an important measure of a movie star's betterness.
I disagree. We're not arguing whether the issue is not Brad Pitt is a better movie star.
If you're like
Daniel
this
Day-Lewis,
ugly guy,
the issue is Brad Pitt is better than Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. Better at. I mean, I think we're talking about better at being a movie star, better at being a guy.
I don't. I think you're reframing the argument. Brad Pitt is better at being a movie star than Daniel Day-Lewis.
How would you like it defined? Better at acting.
Yeah.
Better at being a human. Better at looking.
Better.
Yeah. Better. He's better in all those categories. I mean, I'm trying to find one that would help you, and I can't. Better at being British, I guess, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis, again, I go back to this. I think what we're arguing is, who's a better actor?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay. Well, then if you say that, then here's the question. If you agree that the question is who's a better actor, I put this to you. You're a casting director or a director or whatever. You have a movie that's ready to shoot in 4 weeks, and you need to cast the lead.
Okay.
You need to cast any part.
Okay.
Which cast decision is going to make for a better movie?
Brad Pitt.
That is
first of
absurd.
All, how am I going to find Daniel Day-Lewis? The cobbler shop. He's in Verona. He's studying shoelaces from the greatest shoelace master of Verona.
You know as well as I that you just
he's
call
his
agent.
He's not answering his phone for 6 months.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brad Pitt.
That's Daniel's
way. I
forgot
that Brad Pitt, Mr. Accessible, will do any project that's thrown his way.
He can reach him. Well, it would appear from his filmography. Yeah.
By the way, why are we holding this against Daniel Day-Lewis that he chooses fewer projects? There's something to be said for. And Healy, by the way, for the listener, Healy is nodding his head in agreement. You can't see it, but Healy knows that I've just made an incredibly valid point.
You know the non-visual cues are not permissible, not admissible.
We've never said that.
It's well known in a podcast you can't have visual cues.
A man who chooses his roles wisely, who chooses not to make embarrassing flops such as Troy and Babel and
Troy made a lot of money. He wasn't the star of Babel.
He was the star of Babel. No, he was the first name
Babel
on the poster.
Babel was an ensemble movie. He's only in the movie for about 12 minutes.
Daniel Day-Lewis makes ensemble movies, too. You can't say that just because
he chooses fewer projects
doesn't mean that he's worse at anything. I think it's time for closing arguments.
Okay. My argument is that it's more fun to watch Brad Pitt. He's a better actor. He's more compelling. He's been in cooler movies. He's funny. He's fun on TV. He's fun in interviews. He's got a fun presence. Daniel Day-Lewis has carved out a little niche for himself as kind of a snob, actor, which has gotten him pretty far. I give him credit as essentially a con artist, but Brad Pitt is better.
My point is that it doesn't matter how good someone is in an interview. It doesn't matter how likable they are. Daniel Day-Lewis is the better actor. If you were casting a movie tomorrow, you would much rather have Daniel Day-Lewis than Brad Pitt. If the object was to make a better quality movie, and if you polled 10,000 people in the movie industry, I believe that most of them would agree with me.
Would you like to have seen Brad Pitt play Lincoln? Wouldn't that have been cool?
No.
That would be awesome.
I would, however, like to have seen Daniel Day-Lewis play Troy, or Daniel Day-Lewis.
Troy.
I never saw the movie. Who was he, Achilles?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd love to see Daniel Day-Lewis play Achilles. I'd love to see Daniel Day-Lewis be the voice in Happy Feet 2 that Brad Pitt was. I would have loved nothing more than to see Daniel Day-Lewis play Billy Bean in Moneyball. That would have been fantastic.
The sad thing here is you're looking over Daniel Day-Lewis and all you're feeling is regret because he hasn't done all this cool, great work. You wouldn't have even know about Moneyball if Brad Pitt hadn't been in the movie.
Healy. That's absurd.
Anyway, you can vote by going to greatdebate69@gmail.com.
I just want people to know that as Healy is saying this, underneath his left arm on my bookcase is a worn copy of the book Moneyball. There's no way I wasn't going to see the movie Moneyball, regardless of who was cast in that movie.
You can vote by sending us an email to greatdebate69@gmail or by tweeting to the greatdebate69 Twitter account.
And again, the opinions expressed by Steve and Dave do not necessarily reflect the opinions held by Steve and Dave.
Interesting how important it was to you to get that in on this Brad Pitt, Daniel Day-Lewis.
I was actually saying that because in a recent interview, you shit on Tim and Eric, and I didn't want you to feel bad about that. Thanks for listening.